A young woman named Gabrielle pounds on a bag in the corner. We'll identify her here by her first name only. She's a junior at a high school on the North Shore and was adopted several years ago after social services removed her from her family home.
I was in an abusive home for about 16 years and, you know, I never had anything like this to show me and guide me and motivate me.
She's talking about the Anointed Hands Boxing Gym, which feels more like a community center than a gym. Coach Dupree Strickland is teaching a group of kids how to hit the punching bags, while others play on gym equipment and parents joke at the front desk.
One, two, three. Keep your hands up as you throw your punches. One, two, three. Always bring them back to your head, okay? Always. One, two, three.
I've never had a family.
Always gotta remember where your punches come from.
Coach Dupree has really guided me through the right tracks. You know, he's not just showing me, you know, this is boxing, this is, you know, you do this and that, and what's wrong, what's right. He's like a father figure. No, I've never had that. He's not just a coach, he's family.
Gabby was adopted by Della, also just using a first name here, and Della says her whole family boxes. So she got Gabby into it pretty much right away, and it's been a lifesaver.
She's had a lot of ups and downs emotionally, and boxing has given her a sense of empowerment, a place, like she feels like she belongs. She has a hard time in school feeling like she belongs because the kids pick on her and because she seems slower since she missed so many grades of school and the abusive home she was in. But here it's like a family. And then when she does have problems, coach talks to her about it, and then she gets her aggression out in the bag and she starts mastering things. She mastered the speed bag, and that was a big thing. Like, mom, I mastered a speed bag. You know, she felt so special.
Anointed Hands offers programs for at-risk kids like Gabby. Some teenagers fulfill community service hours at the gym and also receive coaching through a partnership with the local courts. Principal of Little Oak Middle School, Kim Vanderkliss, takes lessons at the gym and regularly refers troubled kids to Anointed Hands. She says boxing is the ideal sport for low-income, at-risk kids.
You don't have to do a big gym membership when you come. There's no expense. There's no travel, like if you play on a traveling baseball team or a soccer team. And it's an individual thing. You know, it's not like you're on a team and you have to perform, you know, to keep the team together. But here, it's all about them. You know, and each one, you can see them develop at different levels. You know, one is ready to learn the boxing moves, where the other one's just ready to exercise. And just being an individual sport, I think, is what's good for them.
People like Vanderkliss pay for a membership at the gym, which operates as both a business and a nonprofit community group. The Stricklands say they never turn kids away. Vanderkliss says she frequently contacts the coach to tell him about kids she thinks could benefit from boxing, and he'll visit their home with information on the program and offer free coaching. Vanderkliss says she sees great results.
I think it gives them confidence, and they're stronger, they're healthier, they feel better, because a lot of times the kids are sitting there and they're not obese or anything like that, but they're just, there's no energy because kids really don't do anything anymore. They don't ride their bikes anymore. They don't do anything. So coming here, you would think these little skinny kids could probably outrun me, or, you know, stay on the treadmill a long time or box for a long time, but they really can't. They're out of shape. And I can see a difference with that. You know, at school, they're more energetic. The ones who end up coming here are doing some form of exercise.
Gabby trains at the gym 3 days each week.
This mentally and physically gets out what I need. Because in the ring, you realize something, is that it's just like reality. You're not on a team. You can't blame nobody for something, for somebody doing something. Maybe they didn't make that shot or didn't pass it. When you're in the ring, you're by yourself. So if you do something wrong, you can only blame yourself. You can only depend on just yourself. It's just like life. You can't depend on nobody else. You know, once you do it, you might get hurt, you know? A lot of times I depended on a lot of people and I wound up getting hurt.
She says she's excited about training for her first regional competition in February. Coach Dupree Strickland, a former professional boxer, has served not only as a trainer but a mentor, helping her to work through her past and find a healthy outlet. He has high hopes for her.
I see a lot of potential in Gabby, you know what I'm saying? She really wants to fight, be a female fighter, and I see where she can go a long way in it, you know? You know, since she's been here, she's been improving a lot, you know, a lot with her attitude, you know what I'm saying? She made like a whole 360-degree turnaround, truthfully, you know, and I mean, I'm proud of that.
The Stricklands plan to take Gabby and other students to compete at the Louisiana State Golden Gloves next year. Gabby wants to pursue professional boxing and go to law school to become a lawyer someday. But for now, she continues to train and keep her eyes on the prize. I'm Tegan Wendland for WWNO.
Real loose, all right? I want you real loose. This is nothing. Uh-huh, you got it wrong. You're right.
Really?
Yeah. Right.